This episode is brought to you by Mr. Sister.
Mr. Sister is a queer-owned, award-winning erotic boutique in Providence, Rhode Island.
As a sex shop that actively celebrates all sexualities, Mr. Sister focuses on listening to personalized client needs.
Featuring environmentally conscious toys, toys designed with limited mobility in mind, and toys made by local independent artists, Mr. Sister is more than just a business.
They're an active member of the queer community and a place for all people.
Mr. Sister, more toys than the devil has sinners. Welcome to Oral Sex, a queer sex podcast where we see masturbation as a spiritual practice.
This episode, we invite you to slip into something more comfortable, close your eyes, open your ears, and
enjoy.
Welcome. Today, I'll be guiding you in a masturbation. A few quick bits of info before we get started. There will be no genitalia-specific language in this masturbation, so as you can imagine, the instructions for where to put what and how to touch which parts of yourself are intentionally vague. Also, I want to be clear that in this space, you have permission. You have permission to feel the desire that you feel exactly the way you feel it. You have permission to imagine being seen and desired in the ways you want to feel seen and desired. Okay, let's begin. Today, I want you to focus on two things. First, I want you to center your focus on how your body feels. Let your mind drift out of your head and into other areas of your body. Note where you feel desire and lust, where you feel pleasure, and even where you feel pain or discomfort. Though our main purpose here is pleasure, it's also to learn your body and what works or doesn't for you. Second, I want you to focus on your breathing. Let's take a breath together. Breathe in. Breathe out. I want to remind you, before we get all hot and heavy, that you are safe and that you can and should center your own bodily pleasure to make sure you feel safe and good throughout. If you need to stop or take a break at any point, feel free to do so. Part one, flirtation. We're going to warm up slowly, so try keeping your underwear on or resting a sheet lightly over yourself. Let your fingers travel slowly along the surface of your skin. Remember to note the places where your skin tingles, where your body yearns for contact, the most sensitive places. You can devote your whole focus to teasing yourself. Or you can let your mind wander. Is it a rainy Sunday morning? Are you groggy-eyed and in love, already tangled in the sheets? Or are you thinking about getting stuck in an elevator with that coworker you've been pining for? Or are you lying alone on the beach, feeling the way the sun hits every inch of your body? The way your body strains against your clothing? Or how about a brush with a stranger on the dance floor? Their body so close to yours. You can feel the air between you compressing. Let your mind stick to something and settle there. Let it come into focus slowly. What do you feel? What do you feel touching your skin? How does it look when they shift their
weight? What are they wearing?
And smile at you.
What do you wish you weren't wearing?
Don't let yourself get too far yet.
This is only the beginning. Part two, the turning point. This is the moment when it all happens. Maybe you notice that their eyes dilate when they look at you and lean towards them all at once. Maybe you start to undo clothing. Maybe they grab your waist or your chin and your bodies are pulled into orbit. This is the moment when lips or hands intertwine. This is the moment when you feel how fucking sexy you are. This is the moment when everyone in the room admits they want to devour each other. You can slip your hand below the sheet or your underwear now. Are you hard? Are you turned on? As limbs and bodies start folding into and onto each other, you can tell how badly you want this. Where in your body is straining for touch? Graze over those spots. Touch next to them. Let your breathing reflect how you feel. Whimper a little if you want to. You're in charge here, but you're also entirely at your own mercy. Try long stroking motions. Feel the rhythm your body wants to settle into and ease into it. Part three. Feel yourself up with wild abandon. Now is the time to shamelessly imagine moments that send a thrill up your spine and surround yourself with every detail. Maybe a partner says something sexy and extremely flattering and then giggles into your chest.
Your body is just... it's driving me crazy.
Speed things up. Maybe it's a sound you make. Twist a little bit. When you get tired of experimenting, return to the thing that made you feel the best so far. Maybe it's total, unflinching submission.
Fuck me. I want you to fuck me.
Try moving your hips a little bit more. Maybe it's just the feeling of your own desire pounding inside you. Maybe it's seeing that insatiable need mirrored. Feeling that need mirrored in the body next to yours. Or simply feeling it radiate into the parts of yourself you didn't even know could feel desire. Feel it now. Feel the way it courses through you. The dance of clenching and of loosening muscles it follows through your body. Let its pounding guide you and your hands. Where is your desire? Where is your desire?
Don't stop. Oh, that feels good.
What do you want me to do to you?
Tell me what feels good to you.
I'm gonna stop talking now. I'll be back in a few moments to cool you down a little bit. If you're not ready to slow down, you might want to pause this soon and hit play again when you are.
Are you close? What do you want me to do to you?
What turns you on?
Fuck me. I want you to fuck me.
Part four. After. Hi again. It's time to return to your breathing. Breathe in.
breathe out. With each breath, slow your movements a little more. Let your body come to a rest. Allow yourself the inner monologue of lovers who just finished the fuck of a lifetime. You deserve it. Make a note of the movements and places in your body that made you feel the most alive, of the rhythms you wanted to exist in most, of when you wanted to be in control and when you wanted to fully submit, of when you needed to pull back. Let yourself want things a little more before you were given them. Take another deep breath in. Let it out. It's been a pleasure to guide you today. I hope that as you go out into the world as the sexual being that you are, that you remember the pleasure you found in your body, and that you give yourself time and space and freedom to feel desire and pleasure in the shapes and forms you do. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Oral Sex Season 2, coming to you from AS220 in Providence, Rhode Island.
You can listen to more stories and find resources about sexual health, consent, queerness, mindfulness, and other good things at oralsexx.com. That's A-U-R-A-L sex with two X's. You can also follow us on Instagram at Oral Sex Podcast, on Twitter at Oral Sex X, and if you're feeling really intimate, you can find us on iTunes and leave us a review.
This story was written by Lucy with two eyes.
Thanks, Lucy.
Special thanks to the soothing Stella Menta for her theme music. Additional music can be found on our website. This episode was also voiced by Lucy, who has this to say.
I'm rooting for you to get off.